Okay, on to Darrell.
I was just wondering how the deal with Ubisoft has been going so far.
Didn't we ask that already?
Yeah, didn't I just answer that?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I probably, because one of my friends just called me, I probably missed that exact part. Never mind.
You can listen
Got a
to it on
different
the.
question?
Not offhand, no.
Okay, we'll move back to Ridisto.
Can I just say first that it's pronounced Ridesto, kind of like two words, Ridesto. Anyway,
Ridesto, sorry.
this is kind of, I don't know, not a multi-parter question, but something along the lines of that. First, you were speaking earlier about the new games and this third dimension thing. I know that you've done puzzle pirates in Java and everything. How do you expect to handle the coding for this 3D game?
Actually, it's all in Java. Jack spent a bit of time hacking. I can't remember the name of the Java thing. It might be JGL or something, but it's essentially an OpenGL engine, although I think that may be a grand word for it, on top of running in Java. And it runs on Linux and Windows and I think even on the Mac. So it kind of works. We're hoping to possibly do some stuff with this game, and we may try and compile it because we're using a lot less of the libraries. We're not using Swing essentially, which is all the user interface stuff and so on. So we're hoping we might be able to actually compile the executable for this game into native code and not have to ship the 12 MB JVM with every installer as we do now for Puzzle Pirates. So still sticking with Java for our sins, and sometimes I wonder about the wisdom of that. But my engineers are kind of somewhat religious about it, and it's what they love, and certainly they can produce very well with it. So that's a fine argument for sticking with it.
Okay, I have one more. Can I be your
Sure.
intern, please?
We already have one, but as I think I said, Liz is going to be interning with us and just pestering me about when she can come in. We certainly would consider it. You can drop me an email, and we can discuss it. It's not out of the question, and I would like to take more interns on. We're not terribly well set up for it right now. We have a sort of paucity of desks and chairs and computers and so on, but we do have a bit more room, and over time, I think I'm a big believer in having young talent at the mill. So it's not out of the
Free
question.
labor.
Steve Dave,
No,
I see
we're
you.
going to pay our interns, just not very well. But no one gets paid very well at our company, so there you go.
Thank you for answering that.
Okay, we're moving on to Maiden because Steve Dave, you already asked a question, so I'm going to people that haven't asked questions yet, but I see you, don't worry. So go ahead, Maiden.
All right, Cleaver, I want to know why pirates? Have you always had a soft spot for them? Why not cowboys? Why not intergalactic space exploration, colonization? Why pirates?
Pirates are cool. That's actually got a lot to do with it. Yeah, I have always had a soft spot for pirates. When I, one of I think my earliest memories is being a little kid in the back garden with a pirate treasure map that the woman who was looking after me at the time, I think I had a babysitter, had made, and she'd burnt the edges, and there were sort of, X marks the spot, and so on and so forth. And this is where it gets somewhat personal. My father was working in the movie business, and he'd come, and he was there, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm going away to," he was going off to St. Lucia or somewhere. I didn't have any fucking idea where that was, and excuse my French. And he points at the map, and he says, "Yeah, it's there. It's this treasure island." So I sort of looked at the map. I was like, "Wow, that's going to a pirate island." So yeah, I'm kind of into pirates from a young age, and I suppose I didn't really think about it much until sometime around I think it was '99 when I'd been on the Middle Earth project and it got cancelled, and I was digging around and thinking, I want to do a different game, and I was very tired of orcs and goblins and trolls and magicians and all the rest of it. So it really just it sort of came to me. Actually, I think it was sort of an incipient bubble of people being interested in pirates, and then I think I went to a pirate party, and it was just immediately obvious that being a pirate was lots of fun. Everyone knows what to say. This is so important. It's so important. And I mean, the fact that you can go on Puzzle Pirates and say ahoy, and everyone like, oh, ahoy, ar, matey. Real, really, really important. And then, and you look at like the activities of pirates, it totally fits with MMOs. So you're in a crew with your mates, sailing around, getting booty. I mean, what more do you need for an MMO? I mean, that's so it just sort of all cascaded into place. What didn't come into place right then was whether we should what the core mechanic was. And so I sort of sat on the idea of this game called Yo Ho Ho that had pirates in it until I for a few months until I came up with the puzzle thing.
Boy, if nothing else, I see that everybody is very excited that Cleaver dropped the F bomb. You guys.
Thanks a lot,
I'm so
Cleaver.
Bad.